The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome, Clean Nation. I'm Tracy Thompson, and I'm here with the amazing, incomparable Suzanne Bandic. We are the dual mindset coaches on the team for Grow My Cleaning Company with Mike, of course, you know and love. And we are here today to talk to you about a mindset thing for sure, but it doesn't seem like it to most people. Honestly, this is where we're just going to say it. They play not to lose versus playing to win. Think about that just for a second. Let that settle in, right? Are you playing not to lose or are you playing to win? And we're going to talk about that today, what that looks like. Right, Suzanne?
Awesome. Hi, everybody.
We are going to dive right in and we're going to give some examples and we're going to pull this apart because this is so, so, so important. Suzanne and I were just talking about this earlier, right before we got on for the podcast. And Suzanne has shared with me that it's so often when people first come into our world and she has an opportunity to talk to them. Generally speaking, they kind of approach a lot of the new things that they're needing to do, like, for example, raise prices, right? They've known for a long time that their pricing was not in alignment. They weren't quite sure how off they were until they come into our world and they finally figure out what their numbers are. But when they have that realization and they know it's time to raise prices, what's some of the things, Suzanne, that you hear oftentimes in the mindset calls with them? What kind of things are they saying about that?
Well, there's a whole lot of fear around that.
Yes.
And as a mindset coach, I notice it's fear and loss is one mindset track. Mm-hmm. And abundance and wealth can be another chosen mindset path, right? And right. We're always making up stories. So if we're anticipating what's going to happen, why don't we choose to anticipate the positive response versus the worst case scenario, which predominantly we tend to want to do.
I love that. So maybe you can give Clean Nation an example of each. So give an example of with price raising. Let's say they have to raise their prices. One client that comes in that's maybe fearful and they're playing not to lose. What kind of things do they say?
Okay. Well, you come in and you think, I have to raise prices and I'm not quite comfortable with that myself. So I might even project that onto my client and figure they're not going to be happy with me. And everybody wants everybody to be happy with them. So they're not going to be happy with me. And they're probably going to be upset because I have to raise the price quite a bit. And they're not going to see the value. And they're going to want to fire me. And they're going to want to hire someone else. Worst case scenario.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds like a whole slippery slope. Oh boy. And so it started off, I need to raise my prices. And it went to, holy moly, they're going to fire me. I'm going to lose my business. It's like, whew, that was an avalanche right there. Okay. So what I'm hearing you say is that it's not just one thought, right? So their fear starts to have this whole story, this whole narrative that kind of takes over. Wow. Okay.
And what happens is it stops them from having the price raising conversation. And they come up with all kinds of reasons why they don't have time, or that it's not the, you know, there's something that comes up and they can't do it.
And you know what? That's the unconscious outcome, the behavioral outcome that goes along with that story. And it sounds, and I know this, right? We talk about this all the time. It sounds so logical, right? Like, no, this isn't the right time. Oh, but you understand, she's such a sweet old lady. Or I, you know, they're in a crunch time right now. You know what? It's better if I wait. Right. It sounds so logical, doesn't it? But we know.
But it's all based in fear.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Gosh. So maybe, Suzanne, you can now share with us, share with Clean Nation. Clearly, that's not the mindset we want. We want to, if we need to raise prices, and those of you out there that are saying, yeah, it's probably time. I probably need to do that. You'll relate to this. So if that's not the empowered mindset to have, that trying to hold on for dear life, the death grip of playing not to lose, what's the opposite? What's the playing the game to win? What does that sound like?
Okay, well, there we'd go to the wealth and abundance mindset. Because remember, this story we can choose. So now we would say, what if they say yes?
Amazing.
That's the simple start, right? What if they say yes? Building on our belief. Of course, these are the pluses to me. This is what I offer. We have this great relationship. We have this great connection. They appreciate me. They won't want to lose me. Let's take this even further that, you know what, to let me go, then they'd have to spend the time to find someone new and build up a trust with them. And they don't want to do that. They don't want to take the time to do that. So, of course, they're going to say yes, and it's all going to turn out great.
I love that. I love that. It's a wonderful start to that inner narrative, that inner story that we tell ourselves, so that instead of the worst case scenario, we start building this image, this, I like to say it's like being an actor or an actress, right? You just really get into the role of this person who is there to serve, who's there to create value for your people. And I'm assuming out there, Clean Nation, that you're doing that. You care about your people, right? Of course you do. And you probably provide the best service and you crush it in value. So that's a great start. And I just want to add something to that, Suzanne, because I know Mike and I have talked about this a lot and I've heard it a lot. A lot of people believe it. And this is the monkey mind, the not so productive mindset starting. But I don't want to do that to them. I don't want to raise prices. It feels like I'm doing that to them. Okay. And we have a little saying around here in Grow My Cleaning Company that if we shift this one story, it's so powerful. You're not doing it to them. You're doing it for them. And what does that mean? That means that if you're not profitable, if you're not raising prices and being profitable, then the entire value system, right? The whole value equation is in jeopardy. You're on that thin razor's edge, and it doesn't take much to have the whole thing fall apart where you can't provide the kind of level of value and service that you want to and have committed to giving. And so when you raise prices, really it is ultimately, it is for the client because you know what it takes to provide that value. And so just that one flip of I'm not doing it to them, I'm doing it for them is a perfect example of playing to win, right? Having that abundance, service, value-based mindset versus that scarcity and fear. So
beautiful add in, Tracy. Yes. It's creating the win-win scenario, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's a really good point for everyone. If you're in a place where you've had some negative thoughts, you're like just scared to lose something, whether it's losing a client or losing an employee or losing revenue, if the fear comes from loss, feeling like you're potentially going to lose something or risk something, our encouragement to you is start with, how can you shift one part of the story? Just start somewhere. Start with one piece of the old story. Like the old story is, we'll take one piece and we'll just see if we can turn that one piece around. So tell me one thing. Let's give a real example. Like, what's one thing that you've heard someone say specifically about fear of losing something? A client's, let's say, coming in.
Okay.
What's one thing? What did they say?
Oh, boil it down to one thing. These were all truths. Let's see. What could we pick? Fear of them firing me.
Okay. Fear. One thing. I'm afraid they're going to fire me. I'm afraid they're going to fire me. And this could be related to anything, raising prices. It could be having a difficult conversation. It could be having to reach out to them because maybe your cleaner missed something, or, you know, who knows, or you have to reschedule them. It could be literally anything that's causing this, right? But the thought, the story is, oh gosh, they're going to fire me. Okay. So let's see if we can turn that around. Let's see if we can start telling a better story right off the bat. So, Suzanne, any suggestions on where we can start turning around, but I'm afraid they're going to fire me?
Well, I always recommend just outright flipping it. What if everything turns out okay? And working back on creating the belief.
I like it. So just asking a powerful question, right? So because, you know, let's face it, our little monkey mind loves asking questions where the answer is always negative. Like, why does this always happen to me? Why are we, you know, right? So questions are really powerful. I like that. So ask yourself an empowered question. What if I talk to them and everything is great? What if it turns out amazing? What if, here's another one, what if this client actually likes us, loves us? What if they're totally ready to accept and are totally fine with us being human? What if, you know, gosh, there's so many good answers to what if questions if we take control of them.
Absolutely.
And as soon as we start down that path, then what happens, and there's a part of our brain, it's a fancy name, it's right in the middle, in the front, that's called the reticular activator. All that is the part of the brain that goes, it's like Google. It goes out and searches for anything like it. So when you ask that part of your brain to go Google it, like, what would happen if I had this conversation and everything went amazing? Guess what that part of your brain is going to go do? It's going to bring back to you all the positive answers to that question. And you immediately start to feel, okay, some relief. So I'm like, all right, I can kind of step away from all that catastrophe that I was imagining before, right?
Yes. And I would like to add in here too, that if you're listening to this right now and anybody is going, yes, but you don't understand my situation. Yes, but just heads up. If you get any yes, but, it's simply a mindset game. You're playing to lose.
That's a telltale sign, right? The yeah, but. I used to call it the yeah, but. Yeah, but. The but is always the biggest problem.
Yeah.
Right? We do that to ourselves. I get it. That's that old monkey mind trying to come back and pull you back down. So anytime you hear, yeah, but, you know that that's the trigger. You go, wait, I know this. I've heard this before. And you could stop. See, here's the thing. We have patterns of the way that we think and the way we do things that seem so well-worn that they seem like they're not a choice anymore. But here's the great news. Any given moment, right now, you have the power in this moment to shift it, to change, right? Because the past is just a memory and the future doesn't exist yet. It's a fantasy right now. It's an imagination. So the only moment that really, really matters and the only point that you can change is right now. So to wrap things up, let's just kind of put a bow on this. So the moral of the story is here. If you find yourself playing not to lose and you've kind of slipped into that monkey mind, taking over and sharing all the fear, right? Getting into that fear mentality, and you're ready to turn it around, start by asking a good, powerful question to yourself to help you reframe and switch that over to playing to win instead of playing to lose. And if you're like, you know what? I don't know. There may be some people out there, Suzanne, that are saying, you know what? That sounds easy when you say it, Tracy and Suzanne. and it makes sense, but I'm still having a hard time. There's things I need to do in my business, and I have big stuff coming up. I know I need to raise price. I need to hire, and I've got all kinds of blocks around that. And I need to acquire new clients, but I'm afraid to talk to people. There's all kinds of areas where if you're ready to grow, but you're having this old sort of cycle and this old pattern that has a grip on you, our suggestion is talk to someone, really get out of your own head. Sometimes it's hard when we're just in our own spin cycle. And Suzanne and I are very fortunate. We belong to an amazing team here. Mike has attracted some of the best people on the planet. And interestingly enough, Suzanne's husband happens to be one of those people who's on our team as a coach, as a business coach, enrollment coach, who can help you break through this. So if this has been a cycle for you and you know you're ready to change and you know you're ready to grow your business, and the only thing standing in the way is really you at this point, and let me let you know a little secret, it's always just you. I know that's the good news and the scary news. Sometimes I get it, but our coaches are amazing and they're more than happy to help you break through that. So Suzanne, I know you know, how can they get a hold of them? Do you remember where to send them to get a hold of them?
I have no idea where to send them, Tracy.
Okay. Well, I do. All they have to do is go to RomaCleaningCompany.com/talk. Real simple. RomaCleaningCompany.com/talk. And they fill out a quick form and they ask for help and they get on a call with one of our amazing coaches, maybe even your husband, Sean. You never know.
Awesome.
So that's how it's done.
All it takes is the decision.
That's right. Absolutely. And that happens right here in the moment. So if you're listening to this and you're not driving at the moment, pull over if you're driving. Let us help you. So that's it. And we will see you on the next podcast. Bye, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.